In a small theater in Rome, the doomed Cavaradossi sings his final farewell to his beloved Tosca in Giacomo Puccini's popular opera. Unlike most opera, though, in this production, you can not only hear the anguish, but you can see it up close on the singers' faces. The audience is up close because the theater is so small. In fact, everything about the production is pocket-sized. Here at Rome's Piccolo Teatro Lirico, they call it opera in pillole.
Oh, opera in pillole. How do you translate that? Encapsulated operas. Done in miniature on a small stage, but they're big operas. And we do them with wonderfully programmed keyboards. And that way we can fit a big orchestra in a very small space.
Amalia Dustin is the mezzo-soprano, who for the past two seasons has been singing the role of Servant Suzuki in the other Puccini opera put on here, Madame Butterfly. An abridged butterfly, that is, shortened from almost 4 hours to less than two. There's also no orchestra. The theater, with fewer than 200 seats, is just too tiny to fit one in. It also can't afford it. There is a conductor, though, one who carefully points her baton at the four young musicians keying away on synthesizers. They're supposed to replicate a 60-piece orchestra, though the results are pretty tinny. Still, Dustin says the keyboardists give the singers the support they need.
These are operas which have to be sung by big voices, but still the roles are dramatic, and therefore you need enough orchestra surrounding them to give them space to sing.
Despite some initial reservations, this 32-year-old opera enthusiast from Naples loved this version of Madame Butterfly, especially the beautiful images projected on stage to make up for the usual props. She says it was hard listening to the synthesizers at first, but once the singing began, it was beautiful. She also says it was impressive they managed to create something that feels so grandiose in such a small space. Another member of the audience is a tourist from California. She says she's not an opera fan, but the intimacy of Butterfly won her over.
I think it takes a bit of getting used to. It's so small, and you're used to opera being big, but once you've made the adjustment, it's very pleasurable. You feel closer to the performers.
She also didn't mind the brevity.
The length was great. I prefer a shorter performance myself, especially on the derriere.
Conductor Lisa Del Buono says pocket opera isn't meant to replace the real thing, but rather to appeal to a segment of the public that doesn't have the money or patience for full operas.
It's different now. 100 years ago, people spent the whole day at the opera. Times have changed, and our attention spans are shorter. But for those who want the full opera experience, there are still plenty of options around.
So the Piccolo Teatro Lirico doesn't aim to replace the real thing, but it's discovered that its shorter, leaner version of opera has plenty of fans too. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of The World.